Inclusive communities. Key priority 1. Changing attitudes. The University of Melbourne Centre of Research Excellence in Disability and Health received funding to conduct and analyse a survey of social attitudes about people with disability through the Australian National University Social Research Centre. The analysis provides baseline data on Victorian community attitudes about people with disability that will inform policy and budget decisions. The survey findings will be released in 2019. Work on 2 television programs showcasing stories of people with disability in the arts commenced with the Attitude Foundation. Case study. Visitors of all abilities can enjoy Carrum Beach in Melbourne's southeast with the introduction of accessibility features including beach matting, floating wheelchair, mobile hoist, and beach access signage. Beach matting covers 100 metres of sand, helping people move into the water. The floating wheelchair helps people with mobility challenges and children. Accessible beaches offer everyone the opportunity to experience the Australian surf. Carrum now offers a smooth pathway from car park to sand and into the sea. The Victorian Government funded the accessibility modifications through the City of Kingston, which was delivered in collaboration with Carrum Surf Lifesaving Club. Push Mobility, an Australian business operated by people with disability that provides beach access equipment and promotes accessible beaches, supplied the equipment. End case study. Key priority 2, universal design. A whole-of-government policy incorporating universal design, see glossary, into areas such as infrastructure and public transport commenced with an early draft presented to the Victorian Disability Advisory Council. The policy will be accompanied by guidelines and an implementation plan. In March 2018, we announced 26 grants for new changing places, see glossary, in Victoria. We are successfully influencing national design standards to include the larger-than-standard accessible toilet facilities in many state building projects. Key priority 3, transport. We led a comprehensive review of accessible point-to-point transport, see glossary, focusing on supply and viability of wheelchair-accessible services, expanding the multi-purpose taxi program, see glossary, to all commercial passenger vehicles. The review found commercial passenger vehicle reforms had increased the supply of accessible point-to-point vehicles. The review allowed the multi-purpose taxi program to expand to more commercial passenger vehicles, increasing supply and providing more choice for passengers. On 1st of February 2018, Ms. Colleen Furlanetto was announced as a Commissioner for Commercial Passenger Vehicles Victoria, formerly Taxi Services Commission, with a particular focus on disability and accessibility. Key priority 4, inclusive schools. Architectural design is important in the provision of an inclusive environment and must support students with diverse physical, cognitive, social, emotional, and sensory abilities. The Department of Education and Training, DET, has adopted universal design principles to guide the construction of new schools as well as the upgrade of existing facilities. In order to address the highest priority requirements of students with disability, DET maintains a statewide evidence-based infrastructure pipeline that incorporates demand forecasting for students with special needs. DET's approach preferences a move towards inclusive settings and supports the participation of students with disability in schools closer to their places of residence. The design of all schools funded in the 2018-19 and 2019-20 state budgets will incorporate universal design principles, see glossary. Furthermore, 5 schools, Craigieburn South Secondary School and Wyndham South Riverwalk Primary School, to open in 2020, and Woollahra Primary School, Greenvale North West Primary School, and Cranbourne West Secondary School to open in 2021, will be specifically designed to provide inclusive education for a substantial cohort of students with disability within mainstream settings. These schools will build on models of inclusive education and inclusive facilities design implemented previously at Victorian government schools. Key design considerations for these schools will include ensuring equity of access by making indoor and outdoor areas accessible to those in wheelchairs or with limited mobility, providing additional support spaces, such as consulting and sensory spaces, to support the needs of students with disability and specialist support provided by allied health professionals and others, providing multiple learning settings that can support a range of group sizes, recognising that the degree to which each learner participates in mainstream classrooms can be determined according to need, ability and assessed benefit, and that a one-size-fits-all approach to inclusion may not be appropriate. Providing aesthetically pleasing and welcoming environments to support the physical and emotional health and well-being of all students and staff. In addition, DET's Inclusive Schools Fund will continue to promote learning environments that support the needs of students with disability. Inclusive Schools Fund projects adhere to the Disability Standards for Education to prioritise equal access for all students to participate in education. Similarly, DET's ongoing Accessible Building Programme will continue to assist with facility adjustments where, on a case-by-case assessment of individual needs, including students with autism, specific building modifications may be required. Action 1. Building Requirements. We made a commitment in 2018 to require new construction to incorporate universal design principles. Specifically, the commitment was to, quote, ensure Victoria's planning system and building regulations require new construction to incorporate universal design principles that facilitate better access for persons with disability and older persons, end quote. The new commitment recognises that more needs to be done to realise the benefits of universal design, see glossary, across all building classes. The Australian Building Codes Board, ABCB, is leading work on the costs associated with minimum accessibility standards for residential dwellings for potential inclusion in the National Construction Code on 1st of May 2022. We have reviewed the ABCB's consultation outcomes report following the release of an options paper in 2018 and confirm that it provides a solid platform for the next critical stage in the process. The ABCB is expected to brief the Building Ministers Forum in late 2019 or early 2020 on a consultation regulation impact statement, RIS, that assesses minimum universal design standards in domestic buildings. We have been considering a number of complementary measures separate to the ABCB process that could be undertaken at a state level and which could improve domestic building regulations for older people and people living with disability. Case study. Kingsbury Primary School has a diverse intake, including a number of students with additional needs. The school used a grant from the Inclusive Schools Fund to transform an unusable area of land into a multi-sensory garden. Students use the garden as a relaxing space where they can remove their shoes and socks and experience the textures that have been incorporated into the garden. Quote, I like the feeling in my feet. I like it when it's quiet, because then I can read a book. Kingsbury School student. End case study. Picture caption. Inclusive communities. The built and natural environment is accessible to people with disability. Livy's Place at Craigieburn, Anzac Park. Image descriptions. Left, young child playing on playground equipment, being watched by mother. Write, young boy walking through playground tunnel. End caption. Action 2. Community infrastructure. The Office for Suburban Development engaged with the Department of Health and Human Services on key investments to support the inclusion of people with disability in regional five-year plans for jobs, services and infrastructure. Plans were released in September 2018 for six metropolitan regions: Eastern, Inner, Southeast, Northern, Southern, Inner Metro and Western. The plans highlight their interface with key policies such as Absolutely Everyone. Action 3. Government Communications. The Victorian Disability Advisory Council was among a number of key stakeholders that provided feedback on a draft plan to improve accessibility of government documents for Victorian government staff and the general community. This project is an important enabler for the Victorian Government to meet employment targets for people with disability. See Key Priority 10, Employment. Action 5. LGBTIQ People. The Victorian Virtual Pride Centre went live on 1st of June 2018, providing access to live events, resources, knowledge and contacts for LGBTIQ communities. The centre will benefit people isolated by geography, finances or mobility, including LGBTIQ people with disability. Action 6. Refugees. The Refugee Health Network Report has published its report for the Victorian Government, Service Responses for People with Disabilities from Refugee Backgrounds in Northern Melbourne. Footnote 1. The report details the outcomes of a place-based needs assessment. It makes recommendations for service and policy changes and future activities to improve service responsiveness. The report's recommendations have been embedded into the work of an inter-organisational working group. Actions 4 and 8. NDIS and Diversity, Aboriginal Self-Determination. A number of projects that give leadership and control to Aboriginal people and community organisations around disability and NDIS were funded in 2018. The Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, VACCHO, V-A-C-C-H-O, is working to build the capacity of Aboriginal community-controlled organisations to understand NDIS reform and operate as NDIS providers if they wish to do so. Aboriginal organisations in the Latrobe Valley have been supported to recognise acquired brain injury, understand how to support people with acquired brain injury within their organisation or service, link people with acquired brain injury to the other services and supports. Work is underway to establish four Aboriginal disability networks across Victoria to bring together Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, disability service providers, the Department of Human Services and the National Disability Insurance Agency. Footnote 1. The report is available at http://refugeehealthnetwork.org.au/service-responses-4-people-with-disabilities-from-refugee-backgrounds-in-northern-melbourne. End footnote.